Welcome to the TechnoLead Podcast. It's a podcast where we provide discussion which will motivate and inspire individuals to place themselves first on their priority list. This is your host, Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today, I want to have a discussion with you, with my audience, with the listeners. Today, I want to have a discussion on when is it a good time to consider making a career move? Now, I know a lot of times that we sit in careers and, you know, and have jobs and we feel that this is all we have and there's no other options and no other way to go but stay until retirement or until there's some type of separation, if whether it be involuntary or voluntary. But I want to tell you, there is some times where you have to go ahead and try to consider making a change and making a career move. And I want to discuss a few signs that should let you know that, yeah, it's time to make that change and to really consider making a career move. First thing I want to talk about, if your job is really making you sick. And what do I mean by that? I think, is it overwhelming you physically and draining you mentally? I mean, do you feel tired all the time? Tired before you go to work, tired while you're at work, and definitely tired when you check off or when you leave to go home. I mean, do you feel stress, the illness, do you feel yourself that you just don't feel yourself anymore? You don't feel like, you know, vibrant. You don't, you know, you go through the day where you're just going through the motion. I mean, I remember sometimes when I was in my career and before it was time and I knew I needed to make a move, but I wanted to wait until the retirement coming. But I remember those nights where I was waking up at 3 a.m. and thinking about a project or thinking about what am I going to do before the day even started. Okay, 3 a.m. and, you know, most time you have to be there at 7 or 8 or, you know, maybe sometimes I didn't have to be there until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But I'm waking up out of my sleep and I'm thinking about work. And that's definitely a sign that that job is overtaking you more than you want it to be, you know, just want it to be taking over you. So, and that's a sign when the job is really taking over your mind, you physically and mentally. So basically, it's just job is just making you sick. Does the job line up with your values? Are you constantly going to work and you're fighting against your personal beliefs? Do you know some of the things that going on in the job is making you question, hey, that's not really what I want to do. That's not really what I, you know, like to do. And that's not really what goes against, that's opposite, totally opposite of my values, totally opposite. And if you don't know your values, we'll talk about that on the second half of the show. But that's just going to where everything, the rules, the regulation, the mission of the organization, of the company goes against who you are and who you want to be. And then another thing, have you lost your passion? I mean, I talked about at the beginning, is it making you sick? But what about your passion too? You know, do you feel like you're at Groundhog's Day, the movie Groundhog's Day? I'm dating myself again. I love that movie because it shows that sometimes, you know, we just go through the motion. We know exactly what's going to happen in the morning, lunchtime, what's happening after lunch, and then you check off and you're just doing it. You're doing stuff without even thinking. And sometimes, yeah, you may be crafted your position really well, but is that still, you know, that's still a emotion, what goes behind it? What effect do you get with doing your job? It's just like an assembly line where things are just coming and you're just putting, and you're not even putting things together. You're not paying attention to how you're doing and it doesn't really get that spark out of you. So are you just losing your excitement and you're going through the motion of the job? You know, and are you just waiting for it to get to work just so you can wait for lunchtime? You know, that's your highlight of the day is making it to lunch. And then after lunch, you're saying, okay, yeah, we got 2 more hours to go and then I'm off. Or are you saying, hey, I'm enjoying it. You know, oh, it's lunchtime already. And then that's some other thing. Sometimes you say it's lunchtime already. And you did not think. You just did. It was just more of a routine that you do. So I'm really wondering, hey, these are signs. Are you going through that? And if you are, it's signs that you may have, it's time for you to make a career change. It's signs that you go through, and some things, those three things, I know we don't have a long show, but those are the three things that I can really just bring for. I have a long laundry list of other things that could be could trigger a chance to, or a time of telling you that you should make a change. But those are the three things that I felt that I should be sharing with the listeners today. If you feel that way, you're not stuck. You do not have to stay there. It's other options, but you have to do a few things before you get to there. I'm not saying no, go out there and quit your job if you're feeling those ways. If these things are really resonating with you, no, I'm just not telling you in the show, oh, just quit, you know, everything will make way. But there's some things that you have to do to really get there. And you have to really, you know, really actually get yourself lined up so you can make that transition and you can move on to something that drives your passion, something that will you be able to sleep at night and you won't be getting up in the middle of the night and worried about what are you going to do, how are you going to get this project, looking at your emails or calling people in the middle of the night or just waking up to barely get dressed and get everything together and you're just walking out, you know, just putting things on, just like I like to refer to the Jetsons, how when George Jetson was on the conveyor belt and everything, the clothes was put on, he didn't really have to wake up his toothbrush, he was brushing his teeth. You don't have to feel like a robot. And then also you can always find that thing that drives your values and you can get in alignment. So right now, I'm going to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to take a break and be right back with you.
My name is Precious Williams, and I want you to check out my new podcast, the Killer Pitchmaster Podcast. And it's all about teaching you the tips, tricks, and techniques that it comes to pitching in all forms, from elevator pitching to media pitching to investor pitching and to all forms of pitching. I want you to check it out every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to see you there. So remember, check us out every Sunday at 5 p.m. Killer Pitchmaster Podcast.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead Jones, career strategist, certified coach consultant. I am super excited to tell you about my awesome new book, Handle with Care: 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. In this book, I share proven and brilliant methodology to move individuals who are ready for or considering a career change. No matter if you've been in position for 4 months or 40 years, the 7 Essentials will get you thinking and ready to prepare, pack, and prepare for your career change to a career you will enjoy with fulfillment and excitement. Pre-sales start Friday, February 5th, 2021. The book will be available March 2021, and you can begin ordering pre-sales right away. For more information, email me at proactivelifepbj@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website, liveproactively.com. More information will be coming soon. Thanks for hanging in there with us. I'm back, and I want to talk about knowing when it's time you need to consider making a career change. So I discussed three signs that is telling you that you're due for a career change. So let's get into discussing I told you, you know, and I'll go back over, and if the job is making you sick, it's not aligning with your values, or you're no longer passionate about what you do. So let's talk about what do you do to really start working, because of course you can't just jump out you have all the responsibilities. You need to, you know, take care of some things. You have a family. You may have house, you know, bills financially. You can't do it. But let's talk about what you can do in the meantime. First thing I'm going to advise you do is do your homework. Some people, you know, when I talk about values, you know, some people really have not zoned in what their values are. And if you could tune into another show I did in the past about values with a guest, you can listen back to that and find out what we talked about there and then start really looking at, and if you looking in to see how do you find your values and how do you zone into those specific core values that move and drive and motivate you. And also, if you do know what your values are, write those values down and then compare it to the job you're doing now and some of the things that may be not aligned with your values, and then start looking for those things, that careers that could basically be aligned with your values. So start doing your homework. Start looking for careers that you want to do, because I'm a firm believer, if there's something in you that you may have said you wanted to do at a younger age, and then, of course, life start happening and things, and you just didn't do that, but you've always say, I want to be this. Why would, you know, I've always wanted to do this. It's never too late. As long as you're still here, it's never too late to make the change. So why not try to really figure out, what do you have to do? And now you may say, wow, it's so much schooling, it's all education that I need to get to do that. Well, you're never too old. And what I've noticed in the past, the more we mature and the older we get, it's easier to be focused and our drive and determination, it goes better. I mean, we can actually move along and push in trying to do those things. The second thing I would want to say to you, if you want to go ahead on and try to go move towards making that career change, is to learn more about people who you know, or who you can meet with, who you can connect with, that are in that position or could actually help you make that career move. Start really leaning into your circle, you know, leaning into a group of people who are doing the things of organizations on an individual or just something, just look for people, because people can help you move along. And the next thing I would definitely say is take action. Just start making that one move, or do what you can to move forward to where that goal is. I wrote a book, Handle With Care, 7 Essentials to Prepare, Pack, and Propel for a Career Transition. Get that book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, BAM, Walmart, even at my website at liveproactively.com. And I give you some of those tools and some of those things, essential things, to help you move along. Because what I don't want you or anyone else to feel that they are stuck and they have to stay in this career that no longer serves them, no longer meets their values, that keeps them up at night, to have them feel in a certain way where they actually start developing health issues physically or mentally. I want you to be able to move along and do what you can before it's too late and you feel that, you know, you can't, you know, so physically and mentally, you can still do it, get out where you can, but start making that preparation to move forward. So that will end my show today. I want to thank you for tuning in. So remember, I'm here every Thursdays at 7 p.m. And if you can't catch it, you can always catch the replay. And if you want to reach out to me, my website is liveproactively.com. I'm on Facebook at Pamela Burkett Jones. I'm also on Instagram at liveproactively. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week.